I'm Tom Asbrook. This is On Point. Sunday night, the White House unveiled a laundry list of tough immigration moves, including funding a border wall and a crackdown on unaccompanied minors fleeing Central America that it wants in exchange for a deal to save DACA. The move comes after Democrats thought they had reached a deal on protecting Dreamers last month. We're going to look at that standoff now, and you can join us. Do you see the makings of a deal here? Or not at all? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Last month, President Trump reached a tentative agreement, or so it seemed, with Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi that would have protected the, what, about 800,000 Dreamers in exchange for some border security measures, but not, we thought at the time, or he suggested, the border wall. Here's the president on Air Force One after that confab with the Democrats last month.
Chuck and Nancy would like to see something happen, and so do I. And I said, if we can get something to happen, we're going to sign it, and we're going to make it. We're going to make a lot of happy people.
That was then. Sunday night, the White House unveiled a list of demands. It wants in exchange for a legislative fix on DACA, which it has said will expire. Put a six-month clock on it. Here's White House Legislative Director Mark Short in a conference call with reporters Sunday.
These priorities are essential to mitigate the legal and economic consequences of any grant of status to DACA recipients. They fulfill the president's promise to advance immigration reform that puts the need of American workers first.
And it's a long, tough list. Dreamers looking at this? Here's Christina Jimenez, co-founder of United We Dream, which wants to extend and expand DACA's protection, told NPR's All Things Considered yesterday that the White House is using Dreamers, their lives, as leverage in these immigration negotiations.
Our lives are at stake, and the lives of thousands of immigrant youth that have been protected by the DACA program are at stake. It's immoral, and it's unacceptable, and we will refuse to be used as bargaining chips.
But they would appear to be bargaining chips right now. Let's look at the demands and where this might or might not go. Joining us from Miami, Florida, is Alan Gomez, immigration reporter for USA Today. Alan, welcome back to On Point.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
And with us from Washington is Seungmin Kim, who covers Congress for Politico. Seungmin Kim, welcome back to you as well.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you both. Alan, first, what's the White House asking for in return, effectively, for finding some kind of deal to let the Dreamers stay?
Everything. I mean, this, what they put out Sunday night was the wish list that every sort of hardline immigration group has been pushing out there for decades. You know, you've mentioned the border wall, you've mentioned the crackdown on unaccompanied minors coming from Central America, but this also includes 10,000 more Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to arrest undocumented immigrants. It calls for hiring 370 new judges to more quickly deport those undocumented immigrants. It calls for an end to chain migration, which is the ability for somebody in the United States to sponsor one of their relatives overseas. It completely overhauls our legal immigration system to switch it from a predominantly family-based system to an economic-based system. And, you know, we can go on this. And that's I think, why a lot of these Democrats who were working with the White House these last couple of weeks are suffering from whiplash today, because they thought they were getting somewhere. They thought they were, they'd kind of crafted at least the broad outlines of a bill. And then all of a sudden, the White House comes back like this, and boom, they give every single demand that they've ever had on immigration. And it takes us all the way back to sort of campaign Trump when he was pushing that incredibly hard stance.
Seungmin Kim, how do Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, how are they responding to this? Did they really think they had a deal with the president, which wouldn't require a border wall and certainly not this very long list of demands? Did they think they had it? Do they feel betrayed or blindsided, or they saw this coming?
Well, Chuck and Nancy are not pleased right now, to say the least. They did, Leader Schumer and Pelosi really did think they had a sort of this handshake agreement with President Trump on what to do for these Dreamers. It would be the Dream Act, which would provide a pathway to citizenship for young undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as minors, and paired with some border security measures, you know, not a wall, but perhaps, beefing up security provisions such as, you know, more technology technology at the border, reinforcing existing fences. There were some ideas tossed around. So this came, I mean, we had seen leaks over the last several days leading up to Sunday night's announcement that the principals would take a much dramatic turn to the right in terms of what the administration was seeking. But this was, the Democrats really thought there was an agreement. Republicans even had started to kind of look at the framework that the Democrats had laid out and said, look, here is our legislation for Dreamers. Let's see what border security measures can be paired with that. And then all of a sudden this came, and Democrats say this is really a non-starter. And remember that Democrats do hold a lot of leverage here, because one, you need 60 votes to advance basically any legislation through the Senate. And two, the Republican Party is really divided on immigration reform. And while a lot of Republicans are generally sympathetic to the plight of these Dreamers, a lot of Republicans aren't. And they said they're not going to support anything that remotely resembles amnesty.
So, but who's really got the leverage here? I mean, it does look as though, from one angle, that the Democrats are now over a barrel. They're going to say no, and what, have, I don't know, Homeland Security, you know, start marching Dreamers south across the desert?
Well, if the president really wants a deal on Dreamers, then I do think Democrats do still hold some leverage here. But I think that's kind of been the trick, or the kind of the puzzle in the last several days, trying to figure out what the intentions are. And you've had some advocacy groups and lawmakers telling us that this is a sign that perhaps maybe they really don't want a deal, and they are perfectly fine with letting the futures of, you know, nearly 700,000 current DACA beneficiaries just kind of, you know, disappear and put them back at risk of deportation. Democrats who have really pushed for a solution on this kept reaching to President Trump's rhetoric over the last year, where he did seem very conflicted over the future of these Dreamers, saying, I want to treat these kids with great heart. They contribute to our country. Now you have the Ivanka Trump weighing in last night and saying, we want, Congress needs to step in and find a long-term fix for these Dreamers who do benefit, you know, the United States and the economy. But again, you have other, you know, top-ranking officials in the White House, such as Stephen Miller, his top domestic policy advisor, who have taken very hardline immigration policy in the past, and it's yet to be seen which kind of vision from the White House emerges at the end of the day.
Two faces from Donald Trump. Here was one last month. A reporter asked him a question.
Should Dreamers be worried?
We love the Dreamers. We love everybody. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we love everybody. But September 22nd, campaign rally in Alabama. Here was the president.
The wall is happening, folks, okay? Believe me. The wall is happening.
Alan Gomez, who, I don't even know where to begin here. First of all, Washington has talked about wanting comprehensive immigration reform for a long time. You say, here it is. This is the whole laundry list. This is a vision of immigration reform. So who's got the leverage here if the Dreamers' fates are on the line?
It's difficult because we're trying to have this, you know, usually when they talk about comprehensive immigration reform and trying to enact a lot of the priorities that they're talking about here, that's a very long process. That takes a very long time. Sung Min and I were both in all those committee hearings back in 2013 when the last time that they tried to do this, and that took half a year for just the Senate to get that thing passed. There's so many parts of this laundry list that there's widespread opposition from the Democrats. There's depending on which piece of it, there's a lot of opposition from Republicans. Budget hawks don't necessarily like spending billions of dollars on the border wall and millions more for more agents. There's more moderate Republicans that don't want to kick out Dreamers and these unaccompanied minors coming from Central America. And there's many Republicans who really oppose this idea of completely overhauling our legal immigration system. So there's great division within the Republican Party there. And it comes back to Trump. And Tom, we've talked about this a few times, that it's just impossible to really know what's going on in Trump's head on this. Years ago, he was for the Dreamers as a campaigner. He was against them. After he won election, conviction. He talked about treating them with great heart. And then we've seen this incredible back and forth in just the last couple of weeks, culminating with this morning. He sends a tweet saying that Democrats don't want secure borders. They don't care about the safety for the United States of America. And so I think anybody in Congress trying to get a bead on what's going on in the White House, whether Miller's the one running the show behind the scenes, whether Trump is going to end up pushing for some kind of fix for the DREAM Act, it just makes it very hard for any of them to try to get together and say, okay, what kind of package, what kind of pieces of this proposal are we going to grab onto and really try to push?
Well, very tough demands on the table right now. Our listeners are paying close attention. Let's go to Des Moines, Iowa. Laura, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Thank you, Tom. Great show today. Just last night, I was attending a city council meeting here in Des Moines where several organizations that support Dreamers and immigrants and their allies are pushing our city to declare resolution for sort of like a sanctuary city.
Okay.
Basically just so these people know they can go to the cops if they need help. They're not going to be, their information's not going to be shared with ICE and things like that. And I think, we can't trust the government in Washington right now.
But what's the mood in Des Moines? Do you sense a mood, Laura, that people want to bend over backwards to help the Dreamers? Or are they lining up with this tough list of immigration demands from the White House now?
Well, I think Iowa and Des Moines are two separate things. Now, we do have a lot of farming, and there are a lot of immigrants that come to do farming in Iowa. So I think you might go to the rural areas and find some different opinions among farmers who may even be, conservatives and have their ideas about immigration. But here in Des Moines, it's a pretty blue area, and there's a lot of support for our immigrant brothers and sisters. And Iowa has a great history of welcoming all kinds of refugees, Bosnian, Sudanese, the Hmong people after Vietnam. So I think, the heartland does care, and we want to see some changes, and that's going to happen November 6th, 2018.
So you're waiting for another election cycle. That's a while to wait. The Dreamers it was 6 months to DACA being ended. That's down to 5 now. The clock is ticking on their fates, and this deal, maybe no deal, now sits on the table. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Let's go to San Antonio, Texas. William, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, I think the deal is an excellent deal. It gives the Democrats what they want concerning the Dreamers, and it gives the Republicans what they want concerning good, solid, safe borders. People talk about the agricultural industry. Well, the reason the agricultural industry can only get illegal immigrants is because they don't pay overtime. They don't.
Yeah, William, we're losing you, but you're breaking up, and I think we got the idea. Alan Gomez, let me bring that to you. Good deal. Looking on from San Antonio, a little distance from Washington. Dreamers stay, wall goes up, everybody's happy. What do you say, Alan?
Well, I think both those calls actually raise a really important point here. In Iowa, they're having a very intense debate over sanctuary cities and what the proper role for them to be should be. As the caller from Texas was talking about, we get into the guest worker program there and whether workers from other countries are coming in and taking away American jobs. And the point I'm making is that each of those, in and of themselves, are incredibly difficult, painful, emotional arguments to have, which is what makes, we'll give you Dreamers for all 18 of these policy proposals, that's what makes it so hard to get something like that passed.
It's not just a wall, it's much more. It goes right to the heart of the immigration as we've known it.
Exactly. And so trying to get through that, all 18 points and settle all those in a way that both chambers of Congress can approve is just, I can't imagine that happening in 5 months, let alone 5 years.
So, how do you look at it then? Because they've put this on the table. The clock is ticking already on DACA. It expires in now 5 months. They put the demands out there. Do they want a solution before our caller from Iowa says we'll wait for the next election, 2018? Do they want a solution, or do they want this as a live political issue then? Will the Democrats do a deal? Or, people even talking about a government shutdown in December to protect the Dreamers. Talk to us.
Democrats have indicated that they do want a deal and they are willing to give on some of these border security measures that we've discussed earlier. But now that we've seen what the White House's priorities are on immigration, at least as their opening bid, you've seen Democrats increasingly talk up more of these hardline tactics that you just referred to get, a legal status for Dreamers soon. First of all, they want this resolved before the end of the year, even though we do have technically until early March to resolve this issue, which complicates other legislative items that the Hill wants to accomplish, including tax reform, when Republicans have said this immigration is important, but we're going to do tax reform before we handle the immigration issue. But after we saw these principles, you have members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus saying that we're going to put all the options on the table. We may not vote for government spending bills until we get a DACA solution. And that matters because, Speaker Paul Ryan in the House and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in the Senate have had to routinely reach out to Democrats for their votes on legislation, basically to keep the lights on the federal government. Yeah. So if Democrats really do follow through on this threat, and it is smaller chatter right now, Leader Nancy Pelosi said it's kind of too early to talk about those kind of tactics. But if that call increases among Democrats, both in the House and the Senate, then we could see serious problems in December.
Alan, how do you picture this potentially playing out? The clock's ticking. People's lives are on the line. So is national policy.
I mean, I think your guess is as good as mine right now, Tom, because it's when we're looking at, again, you have that idea, the fractured Republican Party right now. They're not sure where they want to go on this. Within them, they have very broad disagreements over what the White House put out. Democrats, right now they have one focus, and that's, getting protection for these Dreamers. And then all this is happening with the backdrop of Trump literally going one direction to the next from week to week. I mean, I remember we were talking just a few weeks ago, right after Trump and Schumer and Pelosi all got together, and I think what I said at the time was, hey, let's wait till next week and see what he says. And sure enough, he's come back in a very, very different direction. So, yeah, we're just going to have to wait and see.
Well, I guess you got that piece right, Alan. here we are. Here we are again. I'm grateful to the two of you for being with us. Sungmin Kim, covering Congress for Political. It's always great to have you, Sungmin. Thank you very much for being here. And Alan Gomez, immigration reporter for USA Today, joining us today from Miami. Alan, great to have you here. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Listeners, you can continue this conversation and get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org, or wherever you get podcasts. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. I'm on Twitter at Tom Ashbrook, NPR. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for all your contributions. This is On Point.